From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, as 300 U.S. advisors head to Iraq to train forces there, what will that look and feel like?
But first to Washington, where today the Obama administration is proposing an extension of more benefits to same-sex married couples that heterosexual spouses already enjoy. One of the benefits would allow same-sex employees to take leave from work to care for a spouse who is ill. Sarah Warbelow is legal director for the LGBT civil rights advocacy group Human Rights Campaign. She's with us from Washington to talk about this. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with this proposal to allow same-sex couples to take leave from work to care for a spouse who is ill. That would be under the existing Family and Medical Leave Act, right?
That's correct. The Family and Medical Leave Act, also known as FMLA, was signed into law in 1993 in order to give individuals the ability to care for their spouse, their children, their parents or in-laws in times of need, health crises.
And would that apply in states that don't have gay marriage that is legal right now?
Same-sex couples who are living in states that recognize their marriages, such as Massachusetts or Illinois or Hawaii, already have access to FMLA benefits. And this new proposed rulemaking would allow couples who've gotten married in one of those 19 states and either moved back home or were transferred with their company to a state that doesn't recognize their marriage to be able to access the same benefits.
So that's one. Are there other benefit proposals, at least, that are being unveiled today?
There are two other significant ones. For a while now, we have been waiting to hear whether or not same-sex couples living in non-recognition states will have access to veterans benefits and to Social Security. The Department of Justice today announced that there will need to be statutory changes in order to grant all of the benefits.
Meaning available. That Congress would have to get involved.
That's right. Congress would have to get involved in order to change the rules to ensure that same-sex couples get all of those benefits. But in the meantime, they are taking action to grant some benefits. So for the veterans' benefits, if you are a same-sex couple, regardless of where you live, you now have access to death benefits, including the right to be buried with your partner in a national cemetery.
And what about on the Social Security side?
For Social Security, it's a little bit more narrow. It only applies to same-sex couples who are able to inherit under state law because they have a registered domestic partnership or in a civil union. So we know that right away this will affect couples in states like Colorado, Nevada, and Wisconsin, and they'll be able to access the full range of Social Security benefits.
And we should say this was all set in motion after the Supreme Court struck down Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act last year, and the White House had asked the Justice Department to review all of the relevant statutes after that, and that's where we end up with today's report. What are the areas where same-sex couples, even after this, will not have the same benefits as heterosexual couples?
So the areas in which same-sex couples living in non-recognition states are really lacking at this point are Social Security and Veterans Administration benefits. Virtually all of the other programs, the major ones have been extended to same-sex couples already, regardless of where they live, including the ability to recognize your spouse for purposes of immigration, for taxation, which can look cut both ways. Sometimes it's better to be married and sometimes not for taxation. But this really is about treating couples 100% equally. Lots of impact on federal employees, the ability to recognize your spouse in a context in court. So it's all the little ways that same-sex couples have had challenges for years and years, and opposite-sex couples really just take for granted most of the time.
We just have a few seconds left, but how does this feel today to you? This is just so quickly after that decision by the Supreme Court.
That's right. It hasn't even been a year, and it just feels fantastic to see the progress and the commitment of the administration and the Department of Justice to really making a dramatic change in the lives of LGBT individuals everywhere.
Sarah Warbelow with the Human Rights Campaign in Washington. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.